A mining company in Mexico has made its message clear. The strikers at Cananea Mine are not welcome. 3 years into the strike at the country's largest copper mine, Grupo Mexico is now trying to send in non-unionized workers. This comes after a raid on Sunday night when hundreds of state troopers stormed the mine to break up the strike. Manny Armenta is with the United Steelworkers in Arizona. He's been visiting Cananea regularly to support the union miners and was at the mine during the Sunday night raid. We reached Mr. Armenta on his way back to the Cananea mine.
Mr. Armenta, we are hearing that there were some more clashes between Mexican police and the workers at the Cananea mine just yesterday. Grupo Mexico trying to bring in contract workers. Can you tell us about what happened?
Well, my information I received was that there was approximately three buses full of supplies. The workers observed there was food and blankets and some sleeping cots. And then right after the buses, there was three truckloads of scabs that were moving in, or, as you said, contract workers.
And how did the unionized miners react to that?
Well, obviously there was a confrontation. They tried to stop them from going in. The federal police obviously are very well equipped and armed, and they started beating up on some of the people that were on the picket line. And then there was rubber bullets that were fired, and a gentleman was struck on the forehead.
What happened on Sunday night? You were at the Cananea Copper Mine when the police raided the mine the other night. Can you tell us what happened then?
Yes, I received a call from the general secretary. He informed me that, federal police had come in from the inside of the mine, and there was a confrontation, and they had taken over the gates of the mine, and that there was, tear gas that had been dispensed and stuff. I immediately put some jeans on and my boots, got in the car, and drove over there. By the time I got to the union hall, there was approximately 300-400 people gathered outside the hall, and they told me there was a few more in the gates. I could smell already, even there at the union hall, something burning. I could see a reflection, and there was an old building that was burning by one of the gates. I was, I had been informed there was an arrest warrant for three of the union leaders, and my first reaction was to try to secure them that they didn't get arrested, because we needed them outside, not locked up, and feared for their lives, or that they would get really hurt.
How many police were there when you were at the gate?
I could easily say there was 300-400, but when daylight came up, they were all lined up on the fence and all over the town. And by that time, we realized that the reports we were getting of 1,500 to 2,000 were accurate. But as we were just about to adjourn telling the people, we heard a commotion. We could hear tear gas that's being dispensed, and the guy started yelling and telling them that they're coming. And they did surround one side of the theater in the front of the union hall. And there's no doubt in my mind they were trying to keep us inside the union hall, hold us hostage there, so we wouldn't be in the streets.
So you got locked into the union hall, did you?
Well, they were trying to keep the people in there. They were holding it right against the doors, and they had the whole front, but they didn't realize that on the other side there was some fire escape doors, and we knocked opened one of them up, and we knocked sort of the other one down that had been a little bit barricaded, and make sure that we got the women and children. Then we climbed down. They climbed down some steps and some stairs through a basement and then out to a side street. I was one of the last ones out. When I was out, I glanced toward the front of the union hall. You could see nothing but a big cloud of tear gas and a whole bunch of these federal police. But we managed to get everybody out, and glad we did, because I'm sure we avoided injuries and probably even some fatalities. Apparently, the government of Mexico does not know the meaning of a peaceful solution.
Well, Mr. Armenta, we're going to try and get some more answers, and thank you very much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Manny Armenta is with the United Steelworkers of the United States. We reached him as he was traveling to the Cananea Copper Mine. Grupo Mexico, the company that owns the copper mine, has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny, not only by the Mexican Miners Union, but also the United Steelworkers, both of the U.S. and in Canada. Armando Ortega is a lawyer at Grupo Mexico. We reached him in Mexico City.
Mr. Ortega, we've just heard from a union representative who said there were clashes yesterday as Grupo Mexico was bringing in busloads of non-unionized workers and supplies to the Cananea copper mine. Do you expect to have the mine up and running given all the tension?
Yes, absolutely yes. There have been some clashes because we continue to experience in Cananea some small groups of violent miners, but we are confident that the mine will be reconstructed and rehabilitated and afterwards will be producing again.
We just heard an eyewitness account of what happened on Sunday night when the police raided that union picket line, saying that they used tear gas, riot gear, rubber bullets. There were women there. There were children there. Was that planned? Did you know that was going to happen?
No, we didn't know. But the first clarification I want to make is that the federal forces did not evict any miner from the unit because these people were outside the two main doors of the mining unit. So what we were told happened, they entered into the mine through other routes, and then they occupied the mine. It was only hours after the miners who realized that the federal police was there that they tried to enter into the mine. And of course, that was the moment where there were some small clashes.
And do you approve of those clashes? Does Grupo Mexico approve of how the police handled the unionized workers the other night?
Grupo Mexico fully supports the way in which the federal police took control of the mine. And the whole operation, according to the Ministry of the Interior, was a clean. It was only afterwards, according to news reports and other eyewitnesses, that some violent miners pretended they themselves to enter into the mine, and of course the federal police did not allow them to enter.
Who are the workers that you are now going to bring in to open that mine and to replace the unionized workers?
We are already entering with around 700 workers who are already making first a homework of cleaning the basic areas of or some parts of the basic areas of the mine. This number will jump once this situation has been stabilized to 2,000 workers.
Non-unionized workers.
Are being hired from contractors.
There was a binational team of U.S. and Mexican health professionals who toured the mine and reported that there were serious health and safety issues in the mine, that there were numerous hazards, and that was one of the issues behind the strike that's gone on for 3 years. Is Grupo Mexico doing anything to fix or change the conditions before you allow more workers to go into the mine?
Well, first of all, we strongly denied that those problems took ever place. We can share with you, and I can send you with pleasure, the records of the security in Cananea. When we took for some few weeks control of the mine in year 2008, when we were in the midst of a legal proceeding, we brought in an international team of security experts from DuPont and other companies, and the sort of problems that they found had nothing to do with the allegations by the union, who has consistently claimed that this is the main reason behind the strike.
There is another raid the same night and last Sunday of another mine owned by Grupo Mexico. Pasta de Conchas was stormed, a place where families have been holding a vigil as they tried to retrieve the bodies of more than 60 miners who died in that mine 4 years ago. They wanted to have those bodies recovered. Are you going to now shut down that mine?
Well, first of all, this operation is the result of a long-standing demand by our company, who has denounced that since the beginning of year 2008, when we were about to finish the process of sealing the mine, people that are not workers of Industrial Minera Mexico stormed the mine, and since that time, from time to time, they have tried to continue what they called a rescue effort of the miners who perished into the mine.
Are you going to seal the mine without retrieving those bodies?
Of course. We did for 14 months gone through a rescue effort and through a recuperation effort. We unfortunately found just two bodies. And then after 14 months and upon advice of international experts, we decided and were instructed to seal the mine. When there is a fatality in a coal mine, like Pasta de Conchos, must seal the mine. You simply run the risk of having another fatality.
Mr. Ortega, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Armando Ortega is a lawyer at Grupo Mexico, the company that owns the Cananea copper mine in northern Mexico. We reached Mr. Ortega in Mexico City.